resolving the emission regions of the Crab Pulsar's Giant Pulses 2. Evidence for Relativistic Motion, by Rebecca Lynn et al. The Crab Pulsar is the prime example of an emitter of giant pulses. These short, very bright pulses are thought to originate near the light cylinder, at approximately 1,600 km from the pulsar. The pulsar's location inside the Crab Nebula offers an unusual opportunity to resolve the emission regions, using the nebula, which scatters radio waves, as a lens. We attempt to do this using a sample of 61,998 giant pulses found in coherently combined European VLBI network observations at 18 centimeters. These were taken at times of relatively strong scattering and hence good effective resolution, and from correlations between pulse spectra, we show that the giant pulse emission regions are indeed resolved. We infer apparent diameters of approximately 2000 and approximately 2400 km for the main and interpulse components, respectively, and show that with these sizes the correlation amplitudes and decorrelation timescales and bandwidths can be understood quantitatively, both in our observations and in previous ones. Using pulse spectra statistics and correlations between polarizations, we also show that the nebula resolves the nanoshots that comprise individual giant pulses. The implied diameters of approximately 1,100 km far exceed light travel time estimates, suggesting the emitting plasma is moving relativistically, with gamma 10 to the power of 4, as inferred previously from drifting bands during the scattering tail of a giant pulse. If so, the emission happens over a region extended along the line of sight by approximately 10⁷ km. We conclude that relativistic motion likely is important for producing giant pulses, and may be similarly for other sources of short, bright radio emission, such as fast radio bursts. This was Resolving the Emission Regions of the Crab Pulsar's Giant Pulses 2. Evidence for Relativistic Motion, by Rebecca Lynn et al.